All right, so this is a video. It's kind of been in my head for a couple of days. I just wanted to share with you this. This is a video went pretty viral, and I think it's a skincare company, and the women are in a circle doing these kinds of chants about themselves, like they're sort of defining themselves in some particular manner. And so we'll just play through it, and people have been really interested in this, and I think for lots of good reasons, and it really is quite fascinating. So let's run through the video. It's only 19 seconds, but it's 19 seconds of intense girliness. All right, here we go.
Gen Z busting a mini, Gen Z busting a mini, itty bitty titties in a bomb, itty bitty titties in a bomb, 5'3" in an attitude, 5'3" in an attitude, secret product in a trench, secret product in a trench, new Frank Green and a sneaky leak, new Frank Green and a sneaky leak, fake dead hands in a hoop, fake dead hands in a hoop. Gen Z busting a mini, Gen Z busting a mini.
Okay, so, sorry about that, it's taking. So the first woman is Gen Z busting a mini, that means that she's a Gen Z boss, and she's wearing a miniskirt. The second is this woman, itty bitty titties and a bob. I guess that's her hair. And the third woman is 5'3" in a suit. And then secret product and a trench. I'm the trench coat, I guess. I'm not sure what the secret product thing is. And new Frank Green and a sneaky link. I don't know what a sneaky link is. A Frank Green, I think, is some kind of cup holder. I don't know why women really care about cup holders, but apparently they do.
Frank Green and a sneaky link.
And was there a last one here?
New Frank.
Oh, yes. Fake 10 hands and a hoop. So why the context of this is very interesting. So it is the men are saying, oh, my gosh, this is so immature. This is so like these women don't have useful jobs and so on. But of course, they are getting a lot of attention for this for their skincare company. But the interesting question for me is, why are men annoyed, and why are women saying, you know, why are men annoyed that women are just having fun? Women are happy, they're having fun, and that just bothers men. So what is it that bothers men as a whole? And what is it that women feel the need to defend as a whole? Now, so I've worked in a wide variety of places, of course, and it is incomprehensible to me that I would get together with male employees and we would do these little chants and film it and so on. And of course, men are saying, but they're at work, this is unprofessional. It's like, well, no, if it's marketing, then it is professional to get the marketing out there and up in this kind of way. So it's interesting because it would never happen. I mean, I worked in the software field, so we got a bunch of fairly dour, although sometimes fun-loving kind of coders, so getting them to do this would be impossible. Like, they just look at you like, what the hell, we're here to work. Now, again, but I worked in a technical field, so this is a sort of fun lifestyle thing. So the purpose of female marketing is to make you want to be in the group. Right, so the purpose of male marketing is to make you feel like you'd be in charge of the group or get the women or whatever it is, right? But the purpose of female marketing is to make you want to be part of this group, right? This is all the high school stuff. Who's invited to the parties? You know, you've got the cell phone thing now where every kid has to have a cell phone in order to be invited places. So the purpose of female marketing is to make you want to be part of this group. And so the way that you market it is, we are having so much fun. You know, we're attractive and we're having so much fun. And the boss is in on it too and having fun. So it's not hierarchical, right? So the women have flattened the hierarchy, right? Men want the hierarchy and we want to be at the top of the hierarchy. The women want to flatten the hierarchy, which is why it's interesting to see Gen Z boss and a mini, right? So the first thing is, it's a flattened hierarchy. And do you want to be part of this group? Well, they have a miniskirt, they're attractive, they're having fun, and you, as a woman, you'd want to be part of this group. What I want to work here, what I want to be part of this group, and that's how marketing works on women. So I understand from the male perspective, this is like, well, that's not real work, but the real work in terms of marketing is to make you feel part of the group, and would you want to be in this group? And so they're all having fun. They're all giving little definitions of themselves and so on. So that's sort of a gap in understanding between men and women. Now, the other thing that's interesting is when we go to, I think she's an Asian woman, I'm not sure. So there's itty bitty titties and a bob. So she is grabbing her own breasts and talking about them in the workplace. Well, this is a little incomprehensible to men, of course, who've been told for decades and often savagely attacked or fired or ostracized or had their careers destroyed for having any conversations about sexuality and you know, erogenous zones like breasts in the workplace. So this woman is grabbing her own breasts and talking in the workplace about her own breasts, which is annoying for men, I think, because men have been hammered hard for decades, lost careers, lost income, and so on, for any hint of sexualized talk or actions in the workplace, right? So for women, the equivalent would be a man grabbing his genitals, talking about the size of his penis, right? And so the fact that the woman is in the workplace, grabbing her breasts and talking about them is a little confusing, if not annoying, for men as a whole. So I sort of understand that perspective. So it does seem a little manic to me. This is not particularly authentic. Does seem a little manic, right? This sort of dancing and hair flipping and so on seems a little manic. And the gestures are, you know, they're big.
5 to 3 in an attitude secret.
And this woman in particular gets, you know, quite intense. Now, the other thing too, of course, is that the fact that there are no men here and the women are having fun, I understand the women's perspective. We say, what's wrong with the women having fun? Why are men so dour and so on? But the problem is, of course, that this has become a sort of very insular circle. So there aren't any men here, right? So if there aren't any men here, where's the gender equality, right? These women aren't, you know, nobody's criticizing these women and saying, well, why? Where are the men working for you? Why is it all women? And so on. I mean, I guess they might say some minorities and so on. And so the fact that women can create these companies and not hire any men after women have been hammering men for gender equality is troubling, right? Is it gender equality you're looking for, or is it just pro-women, right? And so the fact that these women aren't being criticized as a whole by other women by saying, well, where are the men working here? That's not ideal. Now, of course, when we go back to this lady, itty bitty titties and a bob, we go back to this lady. Well, I think what they're saying is, well, we can talk about this stuff and it's totally fine because there aren't any men here, right? So we can do this dance, we can, you know, grab her boobs and stuff because there aren't any men here, right? And so what this reminds men is that men could have, you know, sort of more coarse or physical conversations when there weren't any women around, right? So this all ended when women came into the workplace. Not that I'm saying it was great, I'm just saying that this is what ended when women came into the workplace, which seems important. And so women can have these kinds of frank, obviously, touch your boobs kind of conversations. You can have these because there aren't men around. And men are saying, well, we used to have these spaces where we could talk frankly about things, but women came in and now we can't. And nobody's saying this is going to be inappropriate. Like, men aren't going to want to come into this workforce because of the way the women are behaving. I mean, can you imagine a man? I mean, if I was a man in this workplace and they said, let's do this, I'd be like, no, that's not my kind of thing. This seems a bit undignified. And if you're a man in a circle with a woman grabbing her breasts and it's being filmed and talking about her breast size, you're going to feel distinctly uncomfortable. But the women have no problem with it, which means they don't have any problem with sexualized workplace conversations. They just don't want to have those when there are men around. And men have been saying that women have caused censorship in the workplace for men, but women don't care. But when men aren't around, women talk like this. So it is just a little annoying. And the fact that this is so circular, right? In other words, this is insular.
Titties in a ball, 5 foot right, 3.
So the women are having a blast, which, you know, who cares about people having fun? I mean, you know, good for them, right? But the women are having a blast, and there aren't any men around, and this goes to men's secret fear that women enjoy life more without men around. Now, we can sort of go into whether this is true or false or whatever you want to call it, but there is a pretty deep and powerful fear that men have that women prefer life without men around. And this is one of the reasons why sort of women off by themselves having fun is difficult for men. Now, I mean, I'm not saying whether this is good or bad or right or wrong. I'm just kind of identifying the process. So if women are having a blast without men around, and of course, if you can imagine a man walks in on this and the women's happiness and spontaneity and dancing would be diminished, I would assume, right? And so women can let their hair down, they can talk frankly, they can have fun, more fun without men around. That's kind of fearful for men because it's like, okay, so what do we have to offer, right? So if the women are this insular and having this much fun without any men around, then to men, it provokes a deep insecurity, which is, okay, so women are having more fun without men around. Women are enjoying each other's company and enjoying the dancing and the silliness without men around. And therefore, having men around is negative, and that makes men feel unneeded and insecure. I mean, the fact, of course, that the men built the building and the men built the office machinery and the men provide the air conditioning and electricity, that's fine, you know, whatever. But then, of course, when men say we want our own private spaces so we can enjoy ourselves without the complexity and challenges of having women around, that's considered misogynistic and sexist. But when women say we want to have our own spaces and our own companies without men around so that we can enjoy ourselves without the complications of men, well, that's fine, right? So when men want their own spaces, that's misogynistic. When women want their own spaces, well, that's just that's fun and spontaneous, and how dare you interfere with women's happiness. Again, this is just this kind of double standard that just makes people a little twitchy. And they are having fun, and I'm not, you know, I'm obviously not gainsaying that. So they've obviously done very good with regards to marketing and all of that. But I think here's where the big issue is, I think, for a lot of men. And of course, I don't want to speak for all men, and I certainly, these aren't all my opinions or perspectives, but the women are having fun. So the big question is for men. The big question is, and this has a lot to do with the political system and women's voting, and it's okay. So in this office, let's say one of these women didn't want to participate, right? Let's say one of these women didn't want to participate in this dance and silliness and so on. Let's say that she's like, yeah, you know, I've got some work to do. I'm not sure
that's appropriate
for the workplace, and certainly we should be having. Certainly we shouldn't be having all of this, you know, grabbing boobs and stuff like that. So if one of these women were to say, I don't want to do that, what would happen, right? Are they free to not participate? Or is it just like, yes, absolutely, we're all going to do this together, we're all going to have a blast, and maybe everybody was in the mood for it and everybody was just down with it, or maybe the people who didn't want to be part of this were excluded and so on. But are the women free to say no? I don't want to participate in this, right? This is a big question. That's a big, big question. And I don't know that they are. And sort of this group think, and we're all going to vote for this candidate, or we're all going to vote Democrats. And of course, for men, you know, these women, I don't know. Honestly, I haven't been able to check in detail if they have rings or not. Maybe they do. Maybe they're married. Maybe they're not. But single women who have group think, right? Single women who are not allowed to disagree, single women with groupthink are responsible for voting for more and more government and bigger government, and they don't need no men and so on. And there is, of course, this whole economy that's out there. It's sort of like when I worked in the business world, I really got introduced to the what's called the B2B, business-to-business economy, which is a massive proportion of the economy that is not seen by the consumer. So for men, realizing that there's this whole economy out there, which is like women's skincare and so on, and these guys all make money, and it's completely invisible to men, and it's outside of the male purview, and it's a whole sort of parallel economy just for women. Like you know, you go to the mall, it's pretty obvious that there's a massive economy just there for women, and a lot of the money that women spend in the economy comes from men, either through welfare or debt, or the man's earning more than the woman, and so he's giving her more money than she's giving him, so to speak. So there's this whole economy that runs off the excess of men that there are no men in. And again, that's just a little unsettling. So I think that there's a lot of complexity in this video. I love the fact that they're having fun. I can understand why some men might have some trouble with it. And I want to know what you think about this kind of thing. I'll put a link to the video below. Let me know what you think. But yeah, I've been really thinking about this. I think it's a very interesting phenomenon. freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. Thanks. Bye.